This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I have some things that teachers wish they could tell you. All right, things that teachers wish they could tell you, and I guess things your children's teachers won't tell you, but I'm going to tell you today. So it's going to be good for y'all. You'll know what the teacher's really thinking now. Sometimes you don't, you know.
Yeah, I think that people are probably not going to want to hear this.
Why not?
Because they probably don't want to hear you telling them that their kid's the problem.
All right, things your kids' teachers won't tell you. If we teach small children, don't tell us our jobs are so cute. Your job's so cute, you get to color all day long.
No.
Yeah. Why would anyone say that?
I've not heard that one.
You don't know some of the moms and dads out there.
That seems so condescending to say to a teacher when she's got 30 little kids.
I've always heard the one where they think teachers get all summer off.
Yeah.
But that isn't really true.
I did see that one. We love snow days and 3-day weekends just as much as your kids do. That's something the teacher said.
Of course.
Okay. We take on the role of mother, father, psychologist, friend, advisor every day. Plus, we're watching for learning disabilities, issues at home, peer pressure, drug abuse, and bullying. So they got a big, big job there.
Wow.
A lot of that they can't do anything about. My wife taught, and like that, she had a kid that was definitely having some issues at home, and there's only so much they could do.
All right. These are things that your kid's teacher won't tell you. When I hear a loud belch or any bodily function, I just remember that students' manners are reflections of what their parents are.
That's probably true, too.
Yeah.
I mean, little kids are little kids, though. Like, if you got little kids, they're going to do whatever.
I saw this video of the cutest little girl in this cute puffy dress, and she let out the manliest little toot.
Oh, wow.
And everybody starts laughing, and she says, "What? Princesses can toot, too."
All right. A teacher is to say, "Your kid may be the center of your universe, but I share mine with about 25 other kids."
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times the moms and dads are focusing on their kid and what's going on. Also, your kid tells us all your secrets. Yep. Might be about money, religion, politics, even your dad's last colonoscopy. We know about it.
They do. Kids talk. My wife saw that a lot. I mean, the kids, they would talk about what happened with mommy and daddy the night before, the arguments, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she found out the one kid was supposedly getting rooster shots. And I guess the dad did something to do with raising roosters.
Uh-huh.
And they would give him steroid shots to make him stronger. And he would tell the kid if he was bad, he would get a rooster shot. Apparently, he wasn't really doing it. He was just flicking him on the rear end to make it feel like a shot.
Yeah.
But the kid was terrified because he thought he was getting shots for this stuff.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, and they couldn't do much about that either.
All right, things teachers wish they could tell you. Emails and notes are easier than phone calls or conferences. So they'd rather just email.
What about texts?
Okay, no texting. It's hard to get a hold of a teacher by texting unless they give you the number.
Right.
I'm always having to email teachers a lot.
Yeah, really? That might say something about you. Maybe they just don't want your text all the time. Although, I'll give you credit. You don't text much at all.
I just don't
call and annoy us in person.
Yeah, while we're eating
That's
dinner.
How I know about this one. They prefer to email instead of conferences and calls. Okay. They wish you would chaperone field trips more often.
Yep.
I hate seeing that email sometimes. Because
yep.
Early. Yeah.
Those are the ones that complain about how the field trip went, but they didn't volunteer to help.
All right, things teachers wish they could tell you is we don't mind when your kid misses school for health appointments. If they're sick, keep them out of school.
Yeah.
We don't want their cooties here in the classroom.
Yeah, that's true of some, but then you got those teachers who just seem like they don't have any give at all.
Well, if you are given a bunch of, makeup work, That's on you. Don't do that. Like, I will miss more classes or not send my kids so much if they don't have to do a lot of that homework, extra homework.
Well, they have to make up what they've missed.
Or they could just say, hey, well.
Or just not know that the rest of their life. I don't care what 2 + 2 is.
We'll just let that one go. That's all right. He was sick.
Hawk let it go. Yeah, he's fine.
Are you talking about the toots again?
No, I'm talking about all the stuff you didn't learn.
Honestly, Tom.
No, I'm saying it didn't hurt you. You got this job. You've said that before.
Okay, but still, all right. Why are we picking on me?
I wasn't picking on you. You literally said, let it go. They don't need to do it. I'm like, it didn't hurt you.
All righty. So we take on the role of, I already said that one. Hey.
So do I. Maybe therapist.
Things your kid's teacher won't tell you. I'm not a marriage counselor. At a parent-teacher conference, let's stick to little Tammy's progress and not the reason your husband won't help you at home.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. To it. And we prefer simple classroom birthday celebrations.
Yeah.
Yeah, just bring a couple of cupcakes for everybody and that's it. But a lot of the moms and dads out there will go all out and, you know, bring a whole bunch of stuff and it stops the day.
Yeah, you don't do it. You just have your own party somewhere else. But if you do that, invite the whole class.
Yeah, well, you can do that. But also, it's okay to bring like a tray of cupcakes.
Just small.
Yeah, just small cupcakes.
With peanuts in it. That'd be awesome.
But then you got the kids are comparing, you know, little Timmy's comparing to Susie over here because Susie's mom brought all this for the class.
You don't think the moms are comparing each other's parties?
Why, yeah, they are.
And it's ridiculous. It's sad that you have to outdo one another just to have a kid's party.
Uh-huh. I don't see what's wrong if your senior in high school wants to have a big birthday cake party.
He's not entitled, is he?
I'm guessing this is for the like young kids, but yeah.
Well, teachers, we appreciate everything you do. Yes. Obviously, it's a headache.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, we took in a rescue dog earlier this year, and his name is Rupert. He's a little Pomeranian. Looks a lot like one of our previous Pomeranians named Dermot. Black and tan, cute as a button. And I think he's feral before we got him because he's absolutely crazy. He does stuff that none of our other dogs have done before.
He's perfect.
He is in his own way perfect. If you consider having an absolutely bat poop crazy dog perfect.
I do.
But he is insane. He does some insane things. Anytime anyone walks up to another person that is sitting or laying down and tries to touch them in any way, he attacks as if you are beating that person, which makes me worry he might have been in a household where there was some sort of domestic violence going on. But at least he's cute about it because he is trying to defend somebody and you can't really yell at him.
Oh, he's so cute tearing up my leg.
It's not your leg. He goes for the hands, straight for the hands, which I'm guessing is because he saw someone using hands in a bad way. Now, he also has another really annoying habit that's already got him to the veterinarian once, and that is he likes to eat his toys. And so we give him a little ducky, and the next thing you know, the duck has no feet,
right?
Or it has no wings, and we're wondering where the wing went. And eventually, if we're lucky, we see it vomited on the floor.
It comes flying out.
Yes. But if we don't see it on the floor, then if he starts to get like sick looking, we have to go and see if it needs to be removed or not.
Yeah, my dog does that too. Otis will eat like those ropes that are like twisted up, and then all of a sudden they just go and they fray up, and they got these little bitty strings that he swallows. And you see him a couple days later.
Yeah, that's at least, you know, digestible. Some of these things are too big for my guy to digest, so he throws them back up.
Unless you swallow the knot of them, then that's not digestible.
Well, ouch. There is a...
Keep pulling, kids, pull!
An industry award for dogs that have done the stupidest thing or other animals, and it's called the Hambone Award. It was named after a dog that got itself locked in a fridge for several hours and ate an entire holiday ham.
Well, who hadn't done that?
And it was treated for mild hypothermia and an upset stomach, but it did survive.
Yeah, but you know what? And you're sitting there, you're looking for the dog. And you're like, you're all over the place, you're all over the neighborhood. Like, where did he go? And then you open up the fridge, and there he is. Like my story when...
Licking his lips.
Yeah, because I lost Otis the other day. The whole family's looking for him. We're out in the car, and he got locked in to the pantry where all the food is. Sitting there with, you know, Ritz crackers all over his mouth when you open the door.
All right. Last year's winner was a cat named Giles that needed stitches after being folded into a sofa bed.
Oh, wow.
That's odd for a cat. Cats are pretty nimble and quick, but he must have been sound asleep or something. There are 8 nominees for 2024. Archie is a dog in New Jersey that got excited that the mailman was there and went straight through the plate glass door. He needed stitches on his paws. Bear is a corgi in Pennsylvania that chewed on a bottle of nail adhesive that ended up being like super glue. Fortunately, it wasn't toxic, but it took a lot of work to get him unglued.
A dog named Bear reminds me of the meme where, or the video where the little girl's wanting to pet the real bear. And it's like, let me pet that dog. I don't pet that dog.
I don't pet that dog. All right. Clover was a parrot in New Jersey that got her claws so tangled up they had to untie them and untangle them. It was like a shoelace knot. So that would be kind of weird. Irma was a dog in Florida that had to go on a high fiber diet after it ate tiny pieces of sharp metal. They think it was one of those barbecue brushes because it tastes so good to them. But God, eating metal just makes my teeth hurt thinking about it.
I fostered a dog who ate a hole straight through my couch.
Oh, yeah.
Cushion, springs, all of it.
Now, Rupert will eat the blanket that you're sitting there with. You think he's like doing that little thing where they put their paws on it and all that. But then you look and there's a hole and it's gone. He ate it.
I think the world record was that dog that swallowed like 43 socks. You know, you can't find a sock while it's in the dog's stomach. That's where all those socks go missing.
Yeah, all this time we've been blaming the dryer.
Yeah, it ain't that. It's the dog. 43 socks.
Speaking
it's
of
record.
Eating strange things, Kodiak is a dog in Virginia that keeps eating rocks. She's had to have four removed from her stomach and then another two more.
That's kidney stones. Get it? Because it's a stone. You see?
Lambeau in Babnicks in North Carolina ate 250 pieces from a jigsaw puzzle, but only the loose pieces. The corners and the edges were already assembled, so he left those alone. I'm thinking this creates a great game. It's like you're doing a jigsaw puzzle, and now you got to follow the dog around.
Yeah.
Here's that piece we've been looking for. Oh, that's a piece of crappy little Quinn. Never mind. Luca was a dog in Massachusetts that ripped into the trash and ate an entire corn cob. He's okay, but corn cobs can cause intestinal blockages in dogs or humans, just to let you know.
How do you pass that corn cob?
Well, you don't have to wipe afterwards.
Very carefully.
I'm like, man, going in the intestine and going through the road of the intestine.
Well, corn cobs they used to use as toilet paper.
Well, I know, but I'm like, they didn't eat like the whole thing first.
You just hope it doesn't turn sideways.
Well, it's got to at some point, making that curve.
All right. And Sky is a Great Dane in Oregon that fought a weasel and lost. It bit him on the eyelid and it made a pretty nasty cut there, but he did end up making a full recovery. No word on the weasel, but since the weasel won, maybe it got away okay.
Pop goes the weasel.
But you can vote for your favorite one of these at petinsurance.com/hambone award, and they're going to announce the winner next Tuesday. So I really didn't think those were as wild as you would think. I think there's dogs that do a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I had a neighbor that his dog would eat plastic dog toys, and then he would poop in the backyard, and it would rain, and all that would be left after the rain is a pile of plastic, and it was a lot of plastic. But it was piled up nicely, like a little pyramid.
Oh, there you go.
Like a little Lego set.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You put it back together.
If you had gotten some glue, you could have put it back together.
Okay.
And then you would have ate it again, and it would have all gone through.
I mean, do you not discipline your dog not to eat?
How do you do that?
You spank them.
When?
When you catch them eating
stuff. They eat it when they're
away from
you.
Well, I'm talking about you got to catch them.
Well,
Daisy chewed on my bar one time. I caught her. I rolled up a little paper. Smacked her on the butt a couple of times.
Now, when you say bar, you mean like a table
I had a big bar in my house.
See, that's okay, but when they eat a toy, you're not there and it's gone.
Well, then don't buy the toys that they could eat.
I will catch mine in the process sometimes.
I've had dogs. I know how to do.
So, what do you do about blankets in your house?
You don't put any blankets with the dog.
Our dog can get on the bed if he wants to.
Cage him up when you leave.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to pass on that.
Your dog's
going to pass the blanket.
He'll get the Kleenex box and just pull out the Kleenex with his head and start eating the Kleenex. Yeah. Why does he eat paper? He must be a supermodel. That's what my dog is. He's eating paper.
I have a friend that had to keep their bathroom door shut because the dog will go grab the toilet paper and just walk out. Yeah. And you got a trail of toilet paper through the house where the dog's just dragging.
Why do dogs eat paper?
I think your dog with the Kleenex box, he's like, how's this thing work?
Yeah.
I mean, there's another one.
It never ends.
It's like magic.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And let us know what you have heard or seen with your pet's crazy stories. 1-800-386-0937. Hello.
Hey, you guys were talking about the dogs that eat weird things. Uh-huh. I had a good story.
What happened with you?
My mom had a dog when I was very little, so I don't remember this, but they had bought my grandmother a pair of diamond earrings for Christmas.
Oh, boy.
And they wrapped them, put them under the tree, and the dog ate all the way through the packaging and ate both diamond earrings.
What did they do?
They literally had to wait until the dog passed it. The vet said there was nothing that they could do, and he'd be fine, and he was.
And did they find the earrings?
They found the earrings. I think she said they returned them, which to me is worse.
Oh, wow. That is bad. Plus, I mean, once you cleaned them really good, it shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't, but I don't think I'd want to wear them, but I don't think I would have took them back to the store either.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to put it through my ear after
that.
Well,
you're going to clean it.
I know, but it's still just the idea.
Y'all are so weird. Those diamonds came out of the earth. There's no telling what they went through first.
Yeah, but now they went through something else. A lot worse than dirt.
They could have done that the first time. A dinosaur could have ate it or something.
Well, that's one way to dress up your poo right there. With earrings.
Yeah.
Look at that bling.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your story. We love you.
I love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This question was very interesting because I've had to actually work at this one before. They ask parents, do you think that elementary schools today have too many theme spirit events? Like, they'll have Spirit Week, and you have to come up, and they'll have to have all the kids, you know, it's going to be Cowboy Days coming up, and then Princess and the King Day is going to be coming up. And a lot of parents say that they have these themed spirit events too often.
Yeah. I don't really see the problem. My daughter just did Adam Sandler Day for their band.
Yeah.
I mean, she just grabbed some of my gym shorts and a big T-shirt, and that was pretty much all she had to do.
But when you have elementary school students who don't understand that they can't have a costume every day of the week, that there's a themed day, and mama and dad's trying to go out and buy all the stuff you need for the week.
Yeah.
And plus, they do that 100-year day or whatever it's called, where they all dress like
old people.
Adorable, but wigs and all that stuff, it gets expensive.
You got 80s day, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And for you, Tom, you know what?
You didn't do anything.
Jamie did most of that stuff for you. You didn't have to do it all.
I did it. I got, they were my shorts and my shirt.
For Sammy, but Sammy, you know, she's a teenager.
Okay.
Like, when they were kids, did you do anything for Spirit Week or Theme Day for them?
Yeah, I would usually take a picture of them.
Turn his mic off. Yeah. He can't participate.
Okay, well, 34% of the parents said they do it about the right amount of time when it comes to the themed spirit events.
That's what I think. And I think that sitting and telling the teachers how to do their job is stupid.
And then 12% said they don't do it often enough. They need more spirit-themed weeks.
Wow.
Kids love them. They make kids want to go to school more, and anything that does, that's a plus.
But the problem for me is, like, the kid tells you the last minute, you know. I know I'm supposed to be keeping up with it on emails and on the internet, but then all of a sudden, you know, my kid's like, hey, tomorrow's Spirit Day, and I need a cowboy hat, some fuzzy chaps, snorkeling goggles, and a clown wig. And I'm like, well, then I got to start calling all the neighbors there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like a lot of themes in one day.
Well, I'm just saying.
I wouldn't go to school that day.
I was being extreme there.
It's multi-theme day. It's a little bit of everything.
Right.
I have a friend. She literally has a calendar on her wall.
Yeah.
And every day, this thing, that thing, that thing, that thing.
A certain color day. Like, you gotta wear it like school.
All blue.
Yeah, all school colors.
It's a lot.
It's just a lot to keep up with.
Makes me glad I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't keep up with it.
It's got to be fun, though, for the kids, especially because a lot of schools do uniforms, so you don't really get to be individual anymore. So
good
when you
point.
Get to dress up and be different.
That's a good point. With all the places that have, like, uniforms, that's the only chance they get to do anything special.
That's what she said.
But there's not a bunch of that, though, really. And, like, how many schools have uniforms here? I mean, there's a few. Yeah, might be somebody.
I don't know. I don't go to school, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kato should know.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you knew everything about this.
For adults. Well, his friend's got kids, and he has
them a lot.
Kato can relate now because he helps his friend in Caroline. I know that because his friend's kid goes to the same school as mine.
Yeah. Get there early.
Yeah, you do.
Try to be one of the first eight in line so you don't have to get out and park on Woodruff Road.
But you got to sit there for an hour be the first person in line.
And my sister does that, and I don't understand it. Why not just show up late, and then you get to roll on up instead of waiting in your hot car for an hour?
Yeah, I don't get it either. I'm like, my wife will go do that, and I'm like, why be first in line and wait an hour when you could be last in line and wait 15 minutes?
It's kind of like when you're at home and you need a little peace and quiet, like, everybody's driving you crazy in that car. You got your own little, 40 minutes there where you can read a book or check out your cell phone. Take a nap. Listen, the police guys or whatever, they've knocked on my window several times going, hey, it's time to roll up there, sir.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Didn't mean to hold y'all up back here. the school-themed events, are they good?
Yeah,
might as well.
We should have them at work.
Well, we have casual Fridays here.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.